Live from the Christian Research Institute in Charlotte, North Carolina, you're listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. We're on the air because life and truth matter. The mission of the Christian Research Institute is to equip believers to always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you, to give the reason for the hope that you have with gentleness and respect. To join us on air with your question, dial 888-ASK-HANK, which translates to 888-275-4265. For more information, go online to equip.org. And now, here's Bible Answer Man host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you much, Randy. The number to dial again, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. The resources that we talk about on the broadcast can be found on the web at equip.org. You can also write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Well, I got to the office very, very early this morning. I picked up the newspaper, and the first thing I saw in USA Today is a front page piece on Muslim women who hope that the election of Muslim women to the House of Representatives will help curb the bias against Muslims in the United States. The article in USA Today, written by Holly Meyer, and according to Holly, the historic election in November of the first two Muslim women to Congress gives them hope, as she puts it, for a better future, one filled with great possibilities and less discrimination. Well, the truth is very, very different. The truth is, if you're a good Muslim, you cannot in good conscience serve the U.S. Constitution. Why? Well, simply because in classical Islam, there is no separation between state and Sharia. Sharia is state, state is Sharia. And Sharia unambiguously commands war against the infidel. In fact, as our two female Muslim congressional leaders must well know, most of Sharia law is devoted to prescribing what it means to wage war against those who are non-Muslims. And I think that ought not to be a dogmatic assertion. That ought to be a defensible argument. So allow me to quote directly from Reliance of the Traveler. This, of course, is a classic manual of Islamic sacred law. It's endorsed by top modern-day Islamic scholars, by the way, also certified by the Sunni Muslim world's oldest and most prestigious institution of higher Islamic learning, a university in which our past president, President Obama, gave a stirring address. A very, very pro-Muslim address, by the way. But again, a classic manual on Islamic sacred law, which says fighting is prescribed for you. Now, they don't just make that, once again, a dogmatic assertion. They want to appeal to authority, so they appeal to Quran chapter 2, or Quran 2. Slay them wherever you find them. Quran 4, slay and fight the idolaters utterly, Quran 9. And then this classic manual on Islamic sacred law quotes Muhammad, saying, "I have been commanded to fight people until they testify that there is no God but Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. If they say it, they have saved their blood and possessions from me, except for the rights of Islam over them." Also quoted, again, in this classic manual of Islamic sacred law, known by Muslims all over the world, and particularly known by Muslims in the United States, a hadith reported by Muslims. "To go forth in the morning or evening to fight in the path of Allah is better than the whole world and everything in it. The prejudice, therefore, and this is my point, is not on the side of the people who question Islam. The prejudice is grounded in Islam itself. And I find it highly ironic that Holly Meyer, on behalf of USA Today, is promoting a politically correct charade, particularly in that, as virtually all U.S. journalists well know, it is women who are most harmed by the teachings of Islam. Let me put it plainly. Sharia subjugates women in virtually every area of their lives. And although Allah allows a husband to beat his wife, there's no provision in the Quran for a wife to beat her husband. Nor can she initiate a divorce. Only men can do that, and then with relative ease. In a book titled Heretic, Ayan Hirsi Ali explains the shackles of Sharia for women, which include the right of men to practice polygamy, the restriction of women's legal rights in divorce cases, in cases of rape, and consent to marriage. Moreover, according to Sharia, women and little girls can be raped by their Muslim captors. On the other hand, women who commit adultery are stoned. Atrocities committed against women by Muslim aggression is so well known, there is no excuse for the propaganda, full color, front page, big article in USA Today. In fact, according to a report in the New York Times, a 12-year-old Yazidi child was raped by a devout Muslim fighter who took the time to explain that what he was about to do was not a sin. Why? Because the preteen girl practiced a religion other than Islam. The Quran not only gave him the right to rape her, it condoned and encouraged it. And sadly, the victim was just one of countless thousands in the history of Islam. And by the way, I've been reporting on the persecution of Christian women in Pakistan, including Asia Bibi. And of course, all of this has a precedent in Muhammad himself, who among his many well-known atrocities took a Jewish woman as booty after having her husband beheaded and then forced on her his bed and then added her to his stable of wives and concubines. The fact is, women in Islamic nations are treated with unspeakable brutality while American Muslims are honing their propagandist skills. To question what is now thought of as the proud tradition of Sharia in the United States is considered hostility, and to impede Muslim citizens from practicing religion as they see fit, well, it's characterized as Islamophobia. How different the ethic of the Bible. In fact, maybe we ought to make this the quote of the day. You think about what husbands are commanded to do in a biblical worldview. They are commanded to fulfill the needs of their wives. Unlike the Quran, the biblical notion of submission does not invoke a husband beating his wife, but rather a husband sacrificing his rights for the sake of his wife. And so, and let me make this the quote of the day, Ephesians 5 says this, "Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless." The point is, the husband is called to fulfill his wife, to understand her needs and to fill those needs, to esteem her satisfaction as greater than his own, to love his wife and his own body. After all, as Paul puts it, no one ever hated his own body, but they feed and care for their body just as Christ does the church. It's time for us not only to know the truth with respect to Islam, but to communicate it. Yes, with gentleness and with respect, but without equivocation. This is precisely why I wrote the book Muslim, What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion. It was published for the first time in November of last year. It is available for those who support the ministry of the Christian Research Institute. If you want to get a hold on this counterfeit religion, Muslim, What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion, will do just that. The book available for your support. Check it out on the web at equip.org. We'll be right back with your calls on the other side of the break. Number to the dial, 888-ASK-HANK.
Will the torch of freedom be handed to someone else or be extinguished altogether? Oz Guinness addresses this issue in what may be one of the most important books of our time. If you care about our liberties and the future of our nation, his new book, Last Call for Liberty, is an absolute must-read. To receive your copy of Last Call for Liberty, How America's Genius for Freedom Has Become Its Greatest Threat, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. Hank Hanegraaff will be back right after this. A deeper understanding of the Bible's principles and truths will improve the spiritual, moral, and ethical problems facing our nation. Yet the obstacle isn't that the Bible doesn't speak to our greatest needs or answer our deepest questions. It's that the average person lacks the time and tools to extract the answers. That's why Hank Hanegraaff wrote the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, revised and updated. This expanded edition addresses over 210 of the top questions he's received as host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Hank has taken the complex and made it simple and memorable. Receive the revised and updated complete Bible Answer Book as our thank you for your gift by calling 888-7000-CRI. And make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. That's equip.org. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. The Christian Research Journal's primary commitment is to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In keeping with this commitment, the journal's mission is both evangelistic and pastoral, furthering the proclamation and defense of the historic gospel of Jesus Christ, and helping his followers distinguish between essential Christian doctrine and doctrine that is peripheral, aberrant, or heretical. In an age of subjectivism and moral relativism, may Christians ground their faith and values in the objective, reliable testimony of Holy Scripture. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org.
Will the torch of freedom be handed to someone else or be extinguished altogether? These are the opening words to what may be one of the most important books of our time. If you care about American liberties and the future of our nation, Last Call for Liberty by Oz Guinness is an absolute must-read. Few issues are more fundamental than our most basic liberties, and those liberties are under attack like never before. The good news is that this dangerous direction need not be our destiny, but only if those concerned are willing to act in time. To receive your copy of Last Call for Liberty, How America's Genius for Freedom Has Become Its Greatest Threat, visit equip.org and make a gift in support of the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, equip.org, or call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI.
Now back to the Bible Answer Man broadcast and your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Again, the number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. Let's go to Stephen in Charlotte, North Carolina. Hi, Stephen.
Hey, how are you, Hank?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Hey, I live right down the road from your studios there. I usually just listen, but I had to call to on this one, your opening monologue, because, you know, if you don't watch NBC, CBS, and so on, Fox and all that, you know, and you go to alternative media and stuff. I don't know if your audience realizes, but there's a big epidemic with the Muslims in Sweden, the UK, with raping and no-go zones and stuff. So with that being said, and my understanding is when you have the beast referenced in the Bible, an example would be the mark of a beast, that's going to be a government that will, you know, enforce its power through the Antichrist. A beast system would be a government. So I was just wondering, because I've heard over the years that, you know, the Antichrist is, if it is, you know, people saying that it's an actual person, or the government system is either, you know, going to come from Turkey or it's going to be Rome. Is there any possibility, or does anything say in the Bible that it could actually be Islam, where we would kneel down and that would sort of be the mark of the beast? Now, I know that a lot of pastors and also believe that it's because the head, the forehead and the hand are what you do and what you think. So, you know, I just wanted to get your opinion on that.
Well, I think the latter is true. I mean, it's absolutely correct that if you look at the Old Testament perspective, the forehead and the hands are symbols of a person's belief and behavior. You see that in a passage like Exodus chapter 13 or Deuteronomy chapter 6. In other words, what you believe and how you behave mark you as either belonging to God or belonging to Satan. And that is precisely the point of the mark of the beast. Biblically, the mark of the beast is a parody of the mark of the Lamb. So just as the mark on the foreheads of the 144,000 in Revelation chapter 14 symbolizes identity with the Lamb, so the mark in Revelation 13 symbolizes identity with the beast. Now, having said that, we can say that Islam is a beastly religion for all of the religions, all the reasons that I articulated in the monologue. It is a blight on humanity. It is always advanced by the sword as opposed to advancing by the word. Right now, one of the biggest problems that you have in the countries that you enumerated, countries in Europe, but other places as well, is what is called migration without assimilation, which is likened to a python swallowing its prey with a long and slow digestion. Muammar Gaddafi, before he was killed, was fond of saying, "Why run airplanes into buildings when with a little patience those buildings will be ours?" And he was recognizing a demographic reality that is taking place even now as we speak. And that demographic reality is that native populations are dying out, and they're dying out rapidly because the death rate exceeds the birth rate. Well, filling the void are multiplied millions of Muslims who have no intention whatsoever of assimilating into, in fact, not only do they have no intention of assimilating, but they have no real possibility of doing that if they are genuine Muslims. Because, as I said in the monologue, Sharia in Islam is state, and state is Sharia.
Right. So Hank, I totally agree with you, but I guess the reason I was asking that was because, you see this bias, and when I say this, I'm talking about like the future, whether it's 5 years or 10 years. You know, when they go into these bars in Florida and they shoot up people, or you know, whatever they do, these horrific crimes. It seems like certain governments, like the United States, the UK, Switzerland, they're all trying to cover for them, and they're all trying to say okay and assimilate this in, like you said in your monologue. So that's why I asked the question. You know, do you see this happening as it being, I guess it doesn't really matter whether it's one man or whether it's a whole system. But I guess my question is, when you see this cover up and you see these articles in the USA Today and you see them trying to get the American people and other countries to accept this. And then, like what you said, you have this population growth, and it's going to become the number one religion, if it already isn't, taking over Christianity, especially because of all the killing going on. I mean, you know, when you see these governments, like I said, trying to assimilate us to this and brainwash us to this, is there's nothing in the Bible that actually says it's going to be this one type of system?
No, not at all. In fact, the one thing that we can say for certain is that the book of Revelation is written within a historical context, seven letters to seven churches in the epicenter of a Caesar cult. So that's the historical milieu. And what the Apostle John is saying through Jesus, because this is the testimony of Jesus Christ, after all, is that the believers in those churches are to be faithful and fruitful. They're going to suffer for a short time. Their vindication is going to be an eternal vindication. So this, again, is written in a historical milieu. Now, the principles are valid for us today, very much like the principles in Romans or any other book of the Bible are valid for us today. And to your point, in terms of what is happening, there is a wave of disinformation, an endless number of modern politicians, of professors, of pundits who are bent on perpetuating a narrative. You think about, and I mentioned him earlier, former President Barack Obama. He waxes eloquent to this day regarding the proud tradition of tolerance within Islam, and then ominously warns Westerners against impeding Muslim citizens from practicing religion as they see fit. So think about this. In Obama's world, impeding the religio-socio-political practices of Islam is nothing less than a manifestation of rank hostility. And he actually said that we can't disguise hostility towards any religion behind the pretense of liberalism. And I've pointed out that Islam is really not a religion in the Western sanitized sense of the word. Why? Because it is a counterfeit religion that is really political in nature and runs on the rails of Sharia. And of course, behind the rhetoric of people like Obama lurks the ever-present specter of censorship. Why? Because to question the proud tradition of Sharia is now considered hostility, and to impede Muslim citizens from practicing religion as they see fit, to quote Obama, is characterized as Islamophobia. Of course, you know, that word is very, very helpful. It's sort of one of those little things that you can throw on someone as a moniker attached to them. It's sort of like saying you're anti-Semitic, and then whatever else they say needs to be disregarded because they're not people of good character. The truth of the matter is, if Obama was consistent with his own dogmatism, he would have little tolerance for those who question the right of a Muslim man to hit a rebellious wife who refuses to allow him full, lawful sexual enjoyment of her person. Why? Because in accordance with Sharia ordinances, it is permissible for him to hit her if he believes that hitting her will bring her back to the right path. And this is so horrifying that even modern translations of the Quran they kind of play around with the words a little bit. So it's not just beat your wife. Well, they add beat your wife lightly to kind of obscure the hostility and the cruelty that is part and parcel of the Islamic faith. Again, I've written about this in Muslim, What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion, the book available. You can check it out on the web at equip.org or write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. We won't be politically correct. We will, however, stand for life and truth. And we ask people to stand shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. When you do, you're making a difference in the lives of people all over the globe. You can give in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org. Your support is deeply needed, much appreciated. Again, you can give in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org or write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. So long until Monday.
Thank you for joining us today. Our mission at the Christian Research Institute is to equip Christians to think and live Christianly. That's why Hank Hanegraaff would like to send you the strategic resource, Last Call for Liberty, How America's Genius for Freedom Has Become Its Greatest Threat. To receive a copy of this vital book as our appreciation for your prayerful and financial partnership during the crucial year-end month of December, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's many outreaches, 888-7000-CRI. You can also write to CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271, or visit online at equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. With over 500,000 copies in print, Hank Hanegraaff's Bible Answer books were born out of his many years of hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. He's taken his on-air answers to questions and chiseled them until only the gems emerge. Questions involving biblical interpretation, cults, science, ethics, apparent contradictions, and much more. This remarkable collection of concise answers is now even better. My goal, says Hank, is to take the complex and make it simple and memorable. Receive your copy of the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, revised and updated, as our thank you for your gift by calling 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org. That's equip.org.